Direct from 95 BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.
We have Beth Torrance in the BFM lounge, all set up and ready to go. Just released the sophomore EP, Tiny Flowers, very exciting. How are you doing, Beth?
I'm doing well, Nick. How are you doing?
I'm so excited for this, man. I was listening to your EP on the way to the station today, and I was really getting immersed in it. And the EP kind of immerses you in a space in Thames. Can you talk a little bit about your love of Thames and why you chose to kind of situate the EP in that space?
I think it's just, you know, what came out. I think I tend to write about, or I'm definitely influenced by my environment. And as I went to high school in Thames, you know, I was writing a lot about that environment by the sea. So there's a lot of imagery of, you know, the beach and the sea and the flowers that would grow on the hill and things like that, which you'll hear in the songs.
You're right about the imagery. Your album, the lyrics of the album are so beautifully specific in a very poetic way. Was this about a time period in your life? Like, is there a certain time period that you harken back to for the writing of this album?
Yeah, for sure. It definitely reminds me of that time, which was quite a formative time, I think, for me in my life. I mean, the first song off this EP was written in 2021 and the last in 2023. So it's definitely a snapshot of those years. Yeah.
100%. And the recording process for this was an interesting one. You kind of recorded, I guess, across different spaces, but you worked at Big Pop a lot. What was that experience like?
I tend to, you know, demo my songs at home, which I love doing. I just love having the control and just being able to, you know, and hone something that I really love. But it's very different from the studio process, you know, where you have that kind of third party there. So you're sort of bouncing off them as well. But I think both experiences are equally valuable. And I really do love working in the studio as well with all of its you know, with all of its perks.
Yeah, 100%. The perks are amazing. And you kind of talk about moving into the recording space as well. How do you think your sound has changed from your debut to your sophomore? Do you think you've added an element?
I think it's similar in a lot of ways. It's still quite acoustic, although there are some sort of textures such as violin and some synth here and there. Yeah, it's similar in a lot of ways, but I think it's evolved sort of thematically, and there's sort of this darkness to it, but a sort of whimsy at the same time, which is what I really like about it. Chris Riddell is the illustrator, the political cartoonist for The Observer in the UK. He's worked with Phoebe Bridgers in the past, just for some context, and he's illustrated the cover art for the EP, which is super awesome, and I feel it really beautifully sort of reflects the tone of the EP. Yeah, so I'm going to be selling some CDs at my gig tonight, which feature that beautiful artwork, as well as some shirts, and I'm just very excited.
100%. And I do want to talk about the gig in a second, but I also want to kind of talk about, you spoke there a little about the humor of it, and I think one of my favorite songs on the EP is Danby Fields, and there's so many different emotions in that one track, particularly like the end of it where you talk about, I don't know, you rhyme grass with something that isn't, you know. I love that part. Sure. In particular. It's so good. But you also have some spoken word on this, I guess, with Oh, Isn't It So Beautiful, This Life. Why did you choose to include a track like that, which kind of stands out different from the rest of the tracks on the EP?
I think because it's so different is what sort of attracts me to it. You know, I'd never really done anything like that before when I wrote it. It's entirely a spoken word piece, and it's on the piano. And it's just this very immersive, sort of dark, but also light piece that sort of just continues to evolve. And I thought that was just a really interesting way to end the EP, you know, in a sort of with a bit of an epic soul-crushing number.
I think it's very, very epic, and it's so poetic. So I did want to ask you about the songwriting process in and of itself. Are you writing lyrics and then making music to them? Are these songs poems before they're songs?
Well, I think it sort of tends to happen, you know, in tandem. I mean, I'll sort of be working something out on the guitar and then find something that I really like, and I'll, you know, be singing along. But I do think that poetry is so intrinsic to songwriting and vice versa, but I do think that they are, you know, by their own right, their own formats. There are many similarities, but you know, they stand alone as well.
Yeah, and I guess the exciting thing about this performance as well is I'm sure people are going to love this, and you can go and buy a ticket to the gig tonight, right?
You can indeed. They're $20 from Under the Radar or $25 on the door. Yeah.
That's an absolute steal. Absolute steal. Well, I'll shut up and let you play your beautiful music. Beth Thanks, Torrance, Nick. Live from the lounge.
This is Tiny Flowers. This next one's called Ankle Socks. It features an artist that I really love called Rigby. She's based in LA, and I've been a huge fan of her for a long time. And she was a fan of my work too, so I reached out to her and I asked her if she'd like to sing on this song. So you'll hear that on the recording. But I'm gonna play the song for you now. list of emotions. This one's called Angeline. Thank you.
this makes me wish that you
very much. My EP came out today. It's called Tiny Flowers, and I'm playing tonight at Nice Goblins HQ on Dominion Road. Tickets $20 from Under the Radar, $25 on the door. See you there.
Thank you, Biff.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.